My friends, imagine this. Suppose that I felt that God had told me that he wanted me to go buy you a brand new Tesla S-Series. I don't even know what the names of the models are, Model S, whatever it's called, but that he wanted me to buy it for you, to pay all the taxes, to pay all the shipping, everything straight to your door. What would you say? Would any of you refuse me? And then the Tesla arrives at your front door, and it's there, and I gave you the keys, everything, tax title, you pay nothing. And you wake up day after day looking at this amazing treasure and thinking, wow, God, you took care of me. I don't have to worry about these skyrocketing gas prices or anything like that, nothing at all. You would wake up grateful every single day. Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be so awesome. And you would look at your treasure and think, what did I do to deserve this? And even if you were having a bad day, even if something terrible happened, or maybe even you lost your job, you thought, well, God is taking care of me because he gave me this car. Well, my friends, I have something much better to give you today. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel, Uniquely Married, and we are in day 14 in our devotion to the souls in purgatory and the last 10 days to hell. And if you have not gotten that amazing book, Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal, please go get it right now. Get it on Amazon, buy it at your local Catholic bookstore, wherever you can get it. And today we are praying for the souls in purgatory that were most devoted to angels during their life. And at first you think, okay, what does a Tesla have to do with an angel? Well, think about what a Tesla is. It's this amazing thing, this gift, this treasure in your life. Well, people forget this. People go through their whole life feeling like they don't have something, like they need more, like they need a better this or a better that or more friends or more money. And you never realize the treasure that is right next to you. Not just your body, not just your soul, not just the love of God, all of which are sufficient enough. But on top of this, on top of Jesus dying on the cross for you, on top of him giving you the Blessed Mother from the cross for you to have as your very own mother, on top of having all the saints and the seven sacraments, do you feel rich yet? Every single one of us has an immortal guardian angel that has been assigned only to you from all eternity for all eternity. He is your guardian angel, and you have something way more amazing than everything that this world can offer. Think about this. So as soon as your guardian angel was created, they knew that you would one day be born and that they would be assigned to you. Now, they were probably praying for you even before you were born. Then you were born, and then they had only one task, only one mission. That's it. That's really how it works. They were assigned to you, and then you die, and then they accompany you even into purgatory. The only place that guardian angels cannot and will not go with you is to hell. That's the only place, but they will be with you in purgatory, and they will be with you in heaven. And especially if you were devoted to the holy angels while on earth, then you will have even more access to them. So this is a reminder from those souls that are in purgatory benefiting from the vision of their holy guardian angels, that if we are devoted to them during life, we will get this privilege after death. You know, so many people turn to so many other things for help. For instance, phones. Think about how much time people spend on their cell phones a day. And I know that people can do amazing things on their cell phones. You're probably watching this YouTube video through your cell phone, but we turn to our phones for information, for entertainment, for direction, for remembering memories, for this, for that, just when we're bored. And yet we have an immortal creature, an immortal being of light that is supremely intelligent, that has access to the whole library of God, and we can talk to them at any moment. Imagine how many times you've forgotten this simple fact that you can just stop right now and ask your holy guardian angel to inspire you with whatever it is that you need to know. You go to Wikipedia, stop. Go to your guardian angel. You want something from Amazon, go to your guardian angel instead. You don't know how to get here, you don't know that, you want to learn this, ask them. Often Catholics struggle to search for a spiritual director. They want someone to guide them in the spiritual life. Why? Why do you want that? When you have a guardian angel that is meant to be your spiritual trainer. God has formed your guardian angel to be specifically in the image of the spirituality that he wants you to be. That guardian angel is unique to you. And do you know that each of these guardian angels are completely different the one from the other? St. Thomas Aquinas said that they're all a different species. What makes us the same species is our bodies. That's why we're of the human species. But guardian angels, since they don't have a body, are each a different species. Sort of like the number 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. Every single number is different. There's only 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, and so on. In the same way, your guardian angel is the only one of its kind, completely unique, totally different from every other angel ever. So not only do you have one, but it is a precious, unique treasure just for you. So if you've ever struggled to learn how to pray, if you've ever struggled to grow closer to God, if you don't know what you should be doing right now, speak to them. They want to guide you if you only took advantage. You can start with the guardian angel prayer that we're all taught when we're little, but you can continue on to other things. Just tell them, inspire my prayer. How should I pray, guardian angel? Let me pray to God as you do. Let us pray together in the same way. Wouldn't that be unbelievably amazing? So today I want to give you something way better than a Tesla, way better than the fanciest cell phone, way better than this or that, but I want to reignite your friendship with your guardian angel, because he can console you in ways that no one else can. He knows you better than anyone. He knows you better than yourself. He is God's emissary and ambassador to you. He is God's own spirit, own gift to you. But all you have to do is speak to them. How will they speak to you? They are intellectual creatures, so they will speak through your thoughts, into your mind directly. They will speak into your heart, inspiring you to feel certain things. They will project images in the same way that the devil tempts you with images and bringing back memories of things. Guardian angels will bring you holy inspirations of what to do, what to read, what to say, where to go. Listen to them. Listen to them. Let them truly be your spiritual guide, and know that you are never alone. You never have reason to be afraid, because you have a mighty warrior next to you at all times. And if you are devoted to them in this life, when you die and you are in purgatory, you will have more access to them. They will console you on a regular basis. Your purgatory will be shortened, and possibly not at all. Why? Because if you listen to their advice, they know exactly what to do to avoid purgatory. So talk to your guardian angel right now. My friends, if this video is adding value to your life, please hit that like button to help it spread all over the world, because everyone needs to know this. Today, pray for the souls in purgatory that had a devotion to the holy angels. God bless you, and I will see you tomorrow in day 15.